Well, good morning. This morning I have the pleasure of having Peg with me from Peg's Flower Shop. Chris Lorton here for WJBM Studio. Peg, I stopped in your shop the other day.
Yes, you did.
I walked in that shop and I was like blown away. I was like, holy smoly.
It's almost the best little secret in Jerseyville.
Oh my gosh. Per square footage, nobody has more product in their store than you.
That's correct.
Maybe in the world. I don't know.
Well, maybe not that, but I get it in there. I, from the ceiling to everywhere, I do it all.
My wife, Brenda, she just loves your flower shop. She really loves it. She loves going in there. She loves you too, but it's great. Now, how did you get into flowers? How long ago was it that you decided that you love flowers?
It goes way back. When I was a child, I would out in the yard be playing and whatever, and I would pick dandelions and those tall things that have the fuzzy stuff on it that you can blow off.
Those are fun.
Yes, and make arrangements for my mother. Now, she didn't always appreciate that so much because of the mess they made, but it was fun and we had a good time, and I started from that, and it just grew and grew.
Just continuous.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you have a chance to work in the business?
I tried. When I was a senior in high school, I went to a local florist here and asked if I could start and learn and the whole bit, and they told me I had no experience, so they did not want to have me.
Oh.
So I left and was sad, but here I am.
Well, then what'd you do?
Well, I went on to school. I was an art major. I had a lot of retail experience. I worked as bookkeeping, because that flower shop owner does book work too. You do it all.
So your intentions always were to open a flower shop?
No.
No.
No, it just led me to that direction.
I see. And how many years ago did you finally open your shop?
October 1 of 1996, so I just celebrated my 27th year anniversary.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. What do you love about flowers? I mean, you've been head over heels about flowers your whole life.
But I have. They're special. There's just no other words. They are beautiful. They're special. They've been created for us to enjoy. They're fun. They can smell good. They make you feel good.
What do you find? Why do people like to give flowers as a gift?
For all kinds of reasons, obviously, but there are weddings, there's funerals, there's holidays, there's birthdays, there's many situations that people enjoy giving flowers for.
Yeah. How about these young guys or old guys, you know, that are maybe sweet on a gal? Do they still buy roses and give them to give them? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. And one can speak just as loud as a bunch of them. Obviously, there's nothing more beautiful than a dozen roses or something like that, but one speaks volumes.
So, okay, I want to make my wife really love me later on today. So mm-hmm. I come and I buy a dozen roses. What's that going to cost me today?
$69.95, including the vase, the greenery, the roses, a filler flower, and a ribbon, a bow.
And I can have them delivered, too?
You certainly can.
All right. Fantastic. You're not growing them in the backyard. Where do they come from?
They come literally from all over the world. They come from South America. They come from over in Europe, Holland, you name it. The islands, Puerto Rico, different places have their specialty of what they grow in that area. So like bulb flowers, like tulips and things like that come from Holland. Then there are other things that come, you know, from different places. And
okay.
It's quite a process for the whole thing to...
So they're grown over there, so they must fly them over to...
They're harvested and then flown. They're packaged, bundled there. Then they're flown in an air conditioner plane because they have to remain cool. They go to all the different airports throughout the country. Ours, of course, is in St. Louis. And then... Our wholesalers retrieve them from that, and then we order what we order from them, and we pick up, and or they deliver to us, and we start the process.
So, once you get them, do you just put them in a vase and ready to sell, or is there a process to that?
There is a process. We actually have to hydrate and clean our flowers when we first get them. They come bundled up, and sometimes they look very sad, like they are just weepy, and you can't believe that that flower is going to turn into something pretty, because they're tight and squished together in packages and that sort of thing. So when we do our cleaning, we put them in a chemical that goes up the channels of the stem of the flower, and it cleans out all the bacteria and that sort of thing to help them stay healthy. And it also perks them up, and we hydrate them in the water with the floral food in it, and they become a beautiful flower.
So what is flowers to you? You're really into it and you're good at it. So tell me a little bit about the connection between you and flowers.
Well, obviously, I'm a religious person, and God created them, for one. There's no better masterpiece that he did for us than creating a flower. To me, a flower is art. I was an art major, and I love art, and they're beautiful. They make you happy. Sometimes they smell really good and makes you, that sense feel good. They cheer you up whenever you see one brought to you. It makes you smile. So there's many reasons that flowers are good for people.
Yeah, that is true. If you walk into a room and there's a vase of flowers, mm-hmm. you can't help but smile.
No, you can't.
Because they are beautiful.
Even if they aren't yours, you're still going to smile to look at those flowers because they're pretty.
Yes,
they're beautiful.
All right, 27 years.
Yes.
Wow, that is fantastic. 27 years. And so you can do funerals, birthdays, mm-hmm. weddings. I mean, there's a lot of flowers in weddings. You can handle that?
There can be. Yes, we do. We do fresh or the silk or the permanent botanicals.
And then, of course, there's always holidays. Like, what are the big holidays for flowers?
Obviously, Valentine's is like the number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Second comes in with Mother's Day. And then you can have Easter can be a very popular flower time. Your proms and homecomings are very popular flower time. Then you get into your holidays, your Thanksgiving and your Christmas.
Okay, so now if I want to order flowers, I don't want to order at the last minute, right?
No, it really helps us in order to know what you want so we can have what you want on hand. There's so many to pick from, there is no way we can know what someone is going to want when they walk in the door. So it does help us plan on ordering them in for you.
If I want something special, mm-hmm. For someone in my life, how much time do I need to order ahead of time? I know I want to get them this flower. So mm-hmm. how much time do I need?
Probably 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
So well, then I can long. Get it from St. Louis. Sometimes we can't even get it. It depends upon what's going on in the world as far as weather. It can affect the crops. Sometimes even our wholesaler can't get certain things for me, but on the whole, we can. And some things are only seasonal, so you can't always get something that's a spring item now in the fall or Christmas time. You have to wait for spring.
Okay. So you are at, what's your address?
707 West Pearl Street here in Jerseyville, Illinois.
707. So if you're heading into town from Hardin, if you're heading east, right when you get to the Y there, you make a left and you're right there in the
yes.
small house.
I'm proud to say our little building, our little flower cottage, has been there this year celebrating 100 years.
Wow.
And everyone knows it as Johnny's Market.
Yeah, Johnny's Market.
Yes.
Years ago.
Yes.
Yes. Well, and what's your phone number?
618-498-5371.
All right. Well, you heard it. If you need flowers, if you want flowers, you want to make somebody happy, call Peg's Flower Shop and she can make it happen.
We certainly will be proud and happy to do that for you.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome.